WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into the 4th of July holiday. I only break this shirt out for the 4th of July for patriotic reasons. Straight out of Dundalk, we'll be at the Heritage Fair this weekend, probably in the beer garden. You look for me, Crack the Sky. They got a Paul McCartney tribute band. I don't know why they went country on Saturday night, but they did. But this guy knows I'm all about the rock and roll. We're going to be out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week. If he lived here, I take him out for a crab cake, but I come up to see him up in Philadelphia. We get a cheesesteak. We're going to be down the beach together in about 3 weeks or so. And when Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers put the band back together, me, my friends, some old schoolers, Anne Marie and Jill DeVille, amongst others, Mike Rosenfeld, who was our chief digital officer here, who has not seen Tommy since, I think, Hammerjacks in 91 or something like that. We're putting the band back together. We're going down to Dewey Beach. We're going to act young and sexy. It's going to be like the 80s all over again. Tommy Conwell joins us now from parts unknown, but it's got to be Philadelphia because he's Tommy Conwell. You guys are doing a reunion show at the beach, and I'm not sure that everybody knows about it. The people that are on your Facebook page or whatever know about it, but I get a lot of people in my life that when they see me out with you, they're like, oh, yeah, he was pretty good. I rocked a rumble back in the day, and this is kind of a special gig. You're taking it back to the beach. When's the last time you played the beach with the Rumblers, Tommy?
The Delaware or Maryland beaches, I think we might have played one. We played the Rusty Rudder, I think, probably around 2000, I don't know, man, 10 years ago, probably. But that was it, man. And so the Cork, we haven't played there since the 80s or maybe early 90s, but probably the 80s.
I haven't seen you in flip-flops in 30 years, dude.
There's a big difference between the Rusty Rudder and the Cork. So the Cork is cool. And the Rudder is fine, too. Cool, too. But it'll be good. It'll be good to be back down there. And it's always good to be down there. I'd love to go to Ocean City sometime. That would be fun. Because, dude, I Ocean City, that was a huge part of my growth, my youth, because Ocean City, I don't know if you know this, but I used to play with a band called Rockin' 88. Did you ever see Rockin' 88?
I'm glad you asked me this because I got notes for you, dude. I don't usually prepare for this and I don't green room anybody, including you. Mike Beatty was a mutual friend of ours, the great DJ Batman in Ocean City. We lost Mike last year. I cried three
really?
Nights in
I
a row.
When that.
Had...
Oh, I didn't
lost
know
Mike.
That.
We lost Mike last year.
Great guy. He was amazing. Let's talk about him for 15
minutes. That's exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't know you didn't know he passed because you're not like on a Facebook, you know, Chris Day set this up and you got Facebook handlers and you're off living the private life of Tom Conwell. We lost Mike last year. And I mean, there's never been a summer in 30 years where Mike and I didn't get together. And I don't mean at the bar where he's drinking Alaska Stand and doing that. I mean, like, he and I going down to Fishtails, having a couple of drinks, and just talking about life, which we did for 30 straight summers. My wife's – before I knew my wife, all that. And he would always say to me about the harmonica guy and the Rocket 88 thing, and Tommy Conwell would come down here and kick ass. And I'm like, never saw it, didn't know it. So you got to tell me about it, dude. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. So here's the thing. Summer of 1983, okay? I could tell you the songs that were on the radio. I still have night. One time I had a dream, like a nightmare about the song Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant, which is one of the stupidest songs. It's
and then we'll take it higher.
Yeah. Actually, it's the theme song of a popular podcast on Barstool right now, or it has been for a long time. But anyway, and what else? Every Breath You Take by the whatchamacallit, by the Police, and Men Without Hats, a bunch of their stuff. But 83, anyway. And so that was the summer that we, Rocket 88, I played with Rocket 88, and I joined them the fall before. So the fall.
How old are you? You're a kid. You're 20 years old, right? Literally.
I was 20. I was 20 when I joined them. I turned 21 playing a gig in Wilmington, Delaware. And but anyway, so that summer, I honestly, in June, we went down for a gig, a job. We're playing to Ocean City. Maybe it was two, but whatever. Going down Ocean City, playing a gig. Okay. Went down, did the gig, went great. Lined up another one. Maybe the next day or a couple days later. Okay, we're going to stay. We'll stay and do that one. Oh, we lined up another one. Stay and do that one. We didn't leave the whole summer. I'm
you
telling
slept on
you,
floors, like literally? Like
No. We slept on two double beds, four men on two double beds at the Shoreham Hotel, which I believe
Oh my God,
was.
my son lived at the Shoreham Hotel on 4th Street
Oh,
above
really?
Brass Balls.
Yeah. What was the name of the hotel, the restaurant?
The Brass Balls is below, right? No.
Okay, well, it
Shenanigans.
changed the name.
Shenanigans. Shenanigans
That
is underneath.
sounds right.
Correct. Shenanigans is underneath. My bad.
You know, I think it might have had a different name back then. If I remember correctly, it had like a Murphy's or some Irish name. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But the restaurant underneath, right. And so we stayed the entire summer at the Shoreham Hotel. There was another band called, what were they called? It was a really popular band. They did a bunch of ZZ Top. Forget what they were called. Oh my God. Anyway, they were friends of ours. We had a lot of friends. It was an incredible summer.
Had you
And
spent your
but
childhood there, or were you a Wildwood? Because Philly people never went to Ocean City.
No, not very. I know very few. No, we would go to Avalon when I was a kid because my mom had a friend who had a place there who would let us stay there. We
So
went to
it was
Avalon
all
though.
New to you. You're 20 years old.
Oh,
There's pretty
yeah, no
girls.
idea. Yeah. Well, the first gig I did with whatchamacallit. Yeah. The first gig I did with Rock the Idiot was at the Green Turtle in Ocean City. So Ocean City, I mean, right, it's crazy. Just Maryland in general, from my experience, Maryland in general, the girls take care of themselves. They look good. That is my
Beach in
experience.
83. Of course they look good.
I know, but even Baltimore, all of Maryland, for some reason, the girls down there, they have a sweet spot. You know what I mean? I guess they have that little bit of Southern, but not too much. You know what I mean? And, there's a sweet spot for the Maryland girls, man.
Well, I tell you what, it's peach season around here this summer, and the peach cake is out. But Tommy Conwell is here. They are getting together and playing at Dewey Beach in a couple of weeks. I'm going to promote the show. I can't believe there's still a couple of tickets left. I haven't bought my ticket yet. Roosevelt's got his ticket. I feel like I need to click and give the $30 and, like, get in, make this happen. I am appreciative of you always coming back and spending time. So Anne Marie sent me a memory this morning from over at Hammerjack. So Anne Marie, about 2 years ago, and the Hammerjacks folks, they put together a movie. And they did a documentary that is just phenomenal of the history of Hammerjacks and what it meant to Baltimore. You mentioned the million pretty girls that inhabited the Hammerjacks back in the day. She says she has a picture of you up on the bar, that the neck of your guitar knocked over glass all over the place, and that you sliced your arm open. I sort of remember this, but she says she has pictures, and she was trying to find them for the documentary and found them recently. Do you remember this incident? Because generally you duck walk across bars and climb things still as a young guy, 39 and holding. You're still dropping your drawers out in the middle of the floor at the Ardmore. I mean, this is your shtick, dude. You know what I mean?
My wife. Yeah. Well, I always tell my wife, and I think I might be done dropping my drawers because it's just
mm-mm,
gross.
Mm-mm.
But
Dewey
the
Beach,
thing
one
is,
last
thing
drop.
Is,
you got to drop your drawers at the beach.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thing is, my wife tells me I can't stop. Like, I just like you. Like, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to drop my drawers anymore. And she said, you got to do it, man. You got to do it. And I disagree with that. I think there is a time when it's just too goddamn gross. But anyway, whatever.
Well, wash your bits before you go on stage and everything's good, you know?
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine what the poor people behind me looking at the back of my hairy, pimply, fat legs, you know, going through at that moment. They're just laughing like, this guy's an idiot probably, but whatever, it doesn't matter. But listen, man, yo, I just got to get back to Ocean City for a minute because I want to talk about Batman. And the thing is about him is that summer, I don't know, I heard about like that. We got to go to see Batman. And so I'm like, what was the name of that place he used to play? You're too young. You probably don't remember.
Baker's
there was a
Island
place like
or
this. No, no, no. We used to play there, but no, it was called like the Seaside Pub or something, the something pub, the Sea Breeze Pub or something like that. And he played there like every Thursday or some weeknight or something. And the line would just be around the block. You know what I mean? It would be down the street, like the people lining up, waiting for hours to get in to party with the DJ. You know what I mean? And to
Well, you
me, it
used
was
to play
back
his
then.
boat in
Now,
Baltimore. You would come down here in
I don't know anything about
January.
his boat.
You used to play the booze cruises out in the harbor
Oh,
on his boat in Baltimore. You would come down here. And so, I mean, I knew of your relationship with him, but being 20 years old, he used to always do the bikini contest in the afternoon. And I'm figuring that's probably gigs you could make back then, you know, because you played at night.
Yeah, well, I don't remember that, but he had like, I guess he was just a good guy, and that was a di back then a DJ played rack, you know, they weren't like the, I don't know, not that kind of DJ, not the kind of DJ that like Dead Mouse, but not that kind of DJ, but just a DJ who just played good songs, and he didn't talk a lot, and he didn't. I don't, maybe he did talk. I don't really remember, but I just remember being amazed that the people would line up and wait for a long time just to get in this little bar, and they would stand on the tables and just party with this guy. They just liked him. He just had it, you know, he just had it. He just had it, you know, and on top of that, he was very supportive of Rocket 88 and then my band and all the live bands. He was like, a lot of times DJs are like, they have like an attitude with live bands. You know what I mean? Like sometimes like they're like, oh,
I have to stop
you know,
now. Let the
they're the
guy with the guitar
competition.
on. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the competition, you know? And but he was always really cool. He was always our buddy, you know. So I'm sad to hear he passed, but life goes on, you know. I mean, and he was a couple years older than me for sure. So and he certainly lived a good life, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was one of the best. DJ Batman, Mike Beatty, my friend Tommy Conwell, joining us, the Young Rumblers, putting the band back together. So I have to ask you a little bit of this because sometimes I watch like Axis and I see like documentaries and behind the music, and there's the old stories of bands breaking up and drugs and alcohol and girls and all that. And then there's more the newfangled of what I've been a part of lately. Oh, I spent over the weekend up in New York. I went to see the Alarms. They call it the Gathering. Mike Peters, he's a three-time leukemia survivor. Man, we get a little older, and the fact that you can put your band back together. Together a couple times a year, and people come out and shake their ass. And I still want you on my show. And you have this much celebrity and that much work and Letterman tapes. And I open for Bowie and like all of that stuff. But being alive at this point on that night in Dewey Beach, if a little thunderstorm rolls in, you're gonna have, I don't know, 600, 800, a lot of people, 1,000 people. We've all come. I'm driving, as I said to Pat DiNizio from the Smithereens before he passed. I drove 182 miles. This better be good. This better be really good, you know? But you put the band back together and it feels like 1988. How much rehearsal in all of that? And even the relationship of thinking you're going to be the biggest band in the world and you're not, and you grow older and you have kids and you have marriages and divorces and parents and like all of that you can still do this and that I still want to drive 140 miles or whatever it is to do it. It's music's magic, dude. I mean, it really, at this point in my life, it's a gift more so than sports, more so than most things, food, anything, that when I get a good show, I'm so looking forward to my night with you at Dewey Beach. And I know everybody else is too.
Well, that's really nice. And I'll tell you what, you're right. It is amazing, like magical. And it's more fun being an ex big shot than being a big shot. You know what I mean? I guess if you for me, you know what I mean? Because I don't have to work very hard anymore. I just have a resume. You know what I mean? So like, there's no pressure. You know, if you're kind of old and a little shitty. You know, oh well, it's to be expected a little bit. And we don't, not that we're, I mean, we really, and there's not much rehearsal, I will tell you that right now, but we just know that we've been playing these songs all our adult lives. So, you know, like it's sort of like happy birthday. You don't really have to practice it. You know what I mean? And we usually do a really long sound check. And once in a while, we'll get together and practice and like learn a new song or a new cover or something. But,
Is it more
but
fun
not a
with the
lot. But
tightrope when you get out of Dewey? You're a little bit on a tightrope. Maybe it makes it a little more live.
I guess. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. Well, my whole life is on a tightrope. So, I guess, but it is great, man. And the fact that people come out, I'm just shocks me. It just blows my mind, the people that come out, it's just like, I just appreciate it so much. And just, it's just a blessing. It's a gift, and the other thing is, credit to Chris Day, man, our guitar player. Like, he's become like the kind of like the manager, and not kind of like the manager, and he puts gigs together. Like, if it was up to me, we would play once a year. You know what I mean? Once a year, that's plenty. People who want to see us will see us, and it'll be a love fest, and that'll be it. And he said, well, then we're only going to play like, how many more times are we going to play then if we do that? You know what I mean? We're going to play like 10 more times, you know what I mean? But before we start dying off, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. You just never know, And he had a good point, and so he's kind of like the driving force. Like,
We need
he
to get you
keeps
to
it
Baltimore.
going.
You're talking about Ocean City. I'm it's Baltimore. We gotta get you down to the Heritage Fair or something and put seriously. I mean, like Baltimore. You
You
talk
play,
about the
we
Maryland
play.
girls are so pretty, you know.
Well, I'm not really into them anymore. I've been married so long. And I'm so old that I have become invisible to the pretty girls, which is probably a good thing.
Case is
Which is
all
a
out of
good
trouble at
thing.
this point, right?
It's a good thing. It makes life a lot easier. A
Well,
lot easier.
I was shocked that you were playing Dewey. I mean, just honestly, like, I'm like, because I sort of know you enough to know, like, enough's enough, and your once a year admission to me isn't some big admission, but I think the fans would say, a couple, three times a year would be okay for. I came up to see you at that aborted Hoagie Fest. You guys are on the stage, the black cloud comes, you play three songs, boom, it's all over with, and they give me Train and Hall & Oates, you know?
Yeah, that's showbiz. But nah, but it's fun, man. Like I said, that's if I did it my way, which I don't. So it's fine. My way is a bad idea, is what I was trying to say.
Young
Like,
Rumblers
it's
are the
good.
Godfather. They suck you back in. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you can't say no, you can't say no. It's just totally fun. And we're really like brothers, like we don't call each other and say how you doing that often, but we always enjoy each other's company, it's a very brotherly thing. It really is. There's only one, you only have one family, and I only have there's only one Young Rumblers, like we've never, well, we tried to replace people, but they came back.
Well, you
Yeah,
went to
yeah.
Baltimore. Billy Kent was a little part of your gig for a little while too,
I
so
know
absolutely.
he was, and you know what? There was some Jimmer, the drummer. He was hurt. Like when I let him go, like I changed guys. I don't know, for whatever reason. You think you don't realize what you have, and I didn't realize. I don't know. I was just trying stuff. You try stuff in life. And so when I let Jim go, like he was hurt, man. He was angry. I remember the first time I called him to do a gig. I think he said, yeah, I think it was a phone call. It sounds like something you'd say in an email, whatever, but it was a phone call. He said, there's not enough money in the world for me to get back on a stage with you. That's what he said. And that was a long time ago, and I don't remember what it was about. But anyway, Slivy, Paul Slivkore, bass player, he grew up with Jim. So he's always the Jim whisperer. You know what I mean? And Slivy got him on board, and Jim and I are just like we're just brothers now, like Jim has forgiven because I did things like fire people, and I also was a jerk a million times, I'm sure, you know what I mean? And like I think I thought I was being totally fine, but you look back and you realize, you know what? I should have had people's backs more. I should have been more of a leader, really. I was really more of like a just one of the guys. I was like Donovan McNabb or Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? On the Eagles, like the guy for sure, the guy, but not the leader. You know what I mean? not the guy who looked out for everybody
Bands are
and
hard,
who.
though. I mean, I guess that's the thing at 55. I would tell you, I would even show you. I have the old Pacifica belt buckles. I collect them and see all the bands on the wall and think of the people that are alive, dead, kicked out. What's happened in 50 years since the late 70s? It's been 40 years now for your band. And thinking about how many things could go wrong, I read all these books of dirty laundry or not so much or things that happen. And then I think about Rush. They never got on a stage without each other. And then the drummer dies, right? Like, it is... It's amazing to be able to have a summer night where you put the band together. I saw The Cure the other night. I mean, just seeing it again all these years later, that it's, I think it's easy to forget the hard times. But as a fan, it's hard to forget every bus you were on, everything that went wrong, when your equipment was stolen, when you got sick and had to play anyway. Fans don't really appreciate that. But I think as we get older, I appreciate that you're all alive and well and gathering so
Yeah.
I can spend $30 and come shake my ass and have a good time.
Yeah, it is. It is a gift. It really is. And we have the original five guys, and we always, and I, one thing I always say to them is, only we can do this. Like, there's no one else who can do what we do. You know, whatever it is, it's what we do, and nobody else can do it. And if people came to see it, you know, so. It's just special, man. It's just special. And it's going to be a drag when the first one of us goes, whatever that is. But
100
I mean,
years from now,
like,
100 years from now.
I know.
You're the
I know,
young
someone, like,
Rumblers.
I'm 61. I'm 61. I mean, and I think Rob's the oldest. I think Rob might be 63, but, or Jim. Jim might be the oldest. I think Jim's the oldest. But anyway, you know, may we go on for many more years. But, you know, it's just, you cherish it. You know what I mean? You're supposed to get smarter as you get older. You know what I mean? And that's my goal, you know? So I'm trying to cherish everything and everybody today.
Last thing for you, Tom. Tommy Conwell here. They're playing. I haven't given the date. It's Sunday, July 23rd. It's like I don't want people to come. I will be there Sunday, July 23rd. I'll be at the Bottle and Cork and doing. By the way, you gave the Rusty Rudder a shout out. Really good sausage gravy there. Make sure you get that on the breakfast the morning after a Monday morning. So I have these CDs, dude. I just, and the green screen may allow me to hold them up and some weird things here. And my buddy Mike Rosenfeld is a big fan of yours, or thought he was a big fan of yours, but was unaware of the EP of Walking on the Water. And I think I got this at one of your shows 10, 15 years, somewhere along the line, you repressed this as a CD and I bought it. So he's got, you know, he's got the commercial releases and he's really looking for, he's got his tickets for Dewey Beach, all his buddies, they're all going down to see the show and all that. And I, you know, I told him about Little Kings, right? And Ohio Silver. And I said, look, somebody booted me down. I don't even know who the hell did it. Somebody booted me your Bottom Line live shows. These are freaking great, right? So I have all this on my iPod, or you can have it on. So I said to him, look, stop by, I'll give you this stuff. And he said to me, this is my chief digital officer, he's a little bit of a nerd at Web Connection, he said, I don't have anything to stick this thing into to make Million Pretty Girls come to life, and Here I Come, and Do You Still Believe in Me, which is my request. Are you going to play Do You Still Believe in Me, or do you still hate it? I mean, are you going to play it?
I don't hate it. Did I ever hate it? I
do
like
long stretches without playing to think it's a little sappy. It's me. It's your love songs.
Well,
great song, Tom.
I'm over that. I'm over that tough guy bullshit now. No, yeah, we play that. We will probably play it. We usually do. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm trying to turn people on to the old stuff that they don't have, and the technology won't even allow me to give this to him to stick because he's got nowhere to stick it anymore.
I know. Tom, I should get that. I should put that on Spotify. I'm sure I could do that.
I bet you'd be shocked how many downloads you get if you do that. All right, I got my Straight Outta Dundalk shirt. It's Rock and Roll Weekend at the Heritage Fair. I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have Fadley's Delicious Crab Cakes. They don't have those in Philly. They get pretty good cheesesteaks, a little pork up there. Tommy Conwell is coming out of Philly with the boys, putting the Young Rumblers back together again. They're going to be on stage at Dewey Beach Sunday, July 23rd. Grab the tickets before they disappear. I love you, man, and I love when you put the band back together. And when you do, and you know things are tough and like all that, I'm still going to be the guy there on the bar stool when you're singing songs. All right, so please keep doing what you're doing.
Love you too.
Need you guys to
right
stay.
On, Nestor,
don't talk about dying anymore. After Tom Petty, we got to keep everybody alive. All right, so we're going to be alive with rock and roll, just like the '80s again. All right. Can I get a hell yeah?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. All
All
right,
right.
man. I'll see you down there.
Tommy Cromwell at the Bottle and
Later.
Cork on the 23rd, stopping by. He always says, "I got 5 minutes for you." Then we start talking about Batman and things get out of hand. I'm Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking rock and roll and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.